Hi, I'm Ali Hassan, host of CBC's Laugh Out Loud. Do you like to laugh? Because we're serving up big laughs each week. We feature comedians from across Canada. You might already be fans of some of them, and others might be new discoveries. We record emerging comedians and established pros in front of live audiences all across the country, and we promise that you'll be literally laughing out loud. You can find Laugh Out Loud on the CBC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a CBC podcast.
There's a million reasons not to like the first date experience.
Did it take you long to get here?
It was about an hour to get here on a bicycle.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
I don't like bicycles.
Oh.
Sitting across from a stranger as you try to think of interesting questions to ask them.
I like calamari.
Oh.
I mean, a lot of people say the fresh stuff is the best, but I like the frozen stuff.
Right. Mm.
All the while, you're being judged.
I know, I don't look like I like Snoop Dogg, but I don't mind him.
Really?
He's catchy.
Hmm.
The judgment, I don't mind. What kills me is pretending that this experience is somehow fun.
I take enough time in the shower that a bath would just seem too much.
Well, it's not really about the time.
Just sitting there in the bath, ugh. No, not for me.
There are a million reasons why a person would never want to go on a date with you again. And only one reason why you put up with online dating.
This was, like, really interesting.
Yes.
And that's because you're incredibly bored.
We should have more fun another time, don't you think?
I mean...
Emerging from 2 years of lockdown, I'm looking for something different.
It's all people holding dogs and photos of 10 years ago, and it's creeptastic.
I know. If I see one more picture of a guy in front of Machu Picchu. This is Monica. She's the most successful person I know. You have a great time on apps. You're famous.
I'm not famous. Matt Damon is famous. I wrote a really obscure book, like, 2016.
It was a New York Times bestseller.
Famous is like your mum has heard of them. And what I am is you explain that you have a friend that once wrote a book.
That's true.
That's not the same.
That is true. My bubble had one person in it, and it was her. I'm always jealous of you because you have like a really optimistic view of dating.
Aww.
Like, I feel like every guy I meet, I project... oh, this is the one for
yeah.
Every single guy.
Do you know what I think it is? I think I'm really pessimistic. So if anything like remotely good happens, like someone's actually nice or bearable, then I'm like, wow, that was a great outcome. What a surprise.
You know what? You're right. I think that's like healthy pessimism.
Yeah. Okay, so what's your tactic? What apps are you using?
Tinder.
Mm.
Hinge. She talks about Bala a lot.
You should use Bala.
Oh, okay. Let's hear your sales pitch. Go ahead.
But it is really good. It's like
it's a premium dating service for creative elites.
You got to apply. So there's this whole level of like a quality control.
I mean, it sounds a little bit elitist, but part of me might secretly be a little bit elitist.
You're going to be with... you know, someone who's already on some level sorted their life out. Like, they're not going to be struggling in their career and having a nightmare. You get matched up with people, totally anonymous, and you go on a blind date with them.
Interesting. Okay.
Also, you can't contact each other outside of it. Like, that's a really hard rule.
I'm not going to have my feelings hurt. You can tell me the truth. I'm not getting on that app.
Oh, come on.
They want rich, famous,
okay,
like bombshell, gorgeous.
Have you seen yourself? You are a goddess.
You're one
Look
of my best
you.
Friends. You're supposed to say that.
Why don't you love yourself? You're incredible.
I do love myself sometimes. I mean, a normal amount.
You know what? First 3 months, you just get a trial, right? It's free. You're not risking anything. So you're just putting yourself out there. If it's beyond 3 months and you need to pay, I will be your premier sponsor.
Wow. So you're a platinum member then?
Yeah, it was a long quarantine.
After completing a simple survey, within 6 to 10 business days, I was a trial member of Bala. And so I just start dating. It does feel different. There are people who are famous.
Yeah, I just sort of had trouble making friends here a little bit. It's just like I had all these
people with the confidence of someone who is famous.
Recently on a flight to New York, I had a woman approach me, and as I said before, you know,
if it's like a big audience and it's sold out, it's a high I love.
Friends of famous people who got them onto the site.
That's one of the great things about being on TV. You get to hang out with other people on TV. Suddenly, you're just sort of moving up.
There are so many options.
My favorite food,
I'm a bit of a wine nerd.
It is the best place in the world to see jaguars.
And then there is Mark. When I meet him, everyone else just kind of falls away.
What can I tell you about myself? So I am not famous, just to clarify. I'm a mortgage broker. So sometimes I get to deal with higher profile people. And one of my clients was nice enough to hook me up.
Right. Got it. You're very good looking for a desk job guy.
Well, that's very nice. Thank you very much. Tell me more about yourself.
I'm an actor. I'm not famous, so don't get too excited.
That's your first mistake, because you should have said you were famous, because I have no idea what's popular, what's cool, who's famous.
Okay, well then let's pretend I'm famous. I'm very famous.
Great.
Very successful.
Is there something you did that maybe I know?
It really doesn't matter. This is very embarrassing. Let's move on.
Then this leads me to my next question, which is why Bala? Like, how did you get hooked up here?
A friend helped me get on this because, as I said, I am not famous enough to be on Bala proper.
Mm.
So can I ask you a really personal question?
I feel like this is the way we're going to get to know each other. So yeah.
How many times have you been in love before?
I think it's a hard question to answer. I'm gonna say one.
Is it really hard? Is that hard to answer?
I think it's hard because I think my understanding of what love is has evolved. I think maybe as an actor, you understand this, but like, have you ever done like a show, a play, and you think that is the best I can do? I know that's the best. And then a few years later, you look back on that and say, oh, I'm so much better than I was then. And you're like, oh, now I understand how good I can be.
Did they crush you or did you crush them?
I think we crushed each other. If I had gone all in, I'm sure she would have gone all in. But I didn't go all in. And then she said, okay, well, I'll find someone else to go all in with.
She sounds awful.
I feel like when you laugh, everybody else, even if they don't even like the joke or whatever is around, they will laugh and just feel like, Lizzie's someone I just want to be around. That's the energy you give off.
That's nice. Thank you. I've always been told that when I smile with my back molars. It's hard to describe what I like about Mark. You're still in your work clothes.
Yeah, I feel like there's not much difference between my work clothes and my home clothes.
Oh yeah, I keep forgetting you dress well. Other than with him, everything just fits. I feel really awkward about this, but I just wanted to explain why I haven't requested any dates.
Oh, yeah, I just kind of figured it's because you didn't want to date me.
No. That's not it. I'm actually on here with the 3-month trial, and I just can't afford it.
Oh.
I know. That sounds really bad. I feel like a loser. But
No. It's kind of a relief. Like, if you don't mind, I can do the requesting of the dates if you want to go on a date with me.
Oh. I mean, if you're okay with that, like, I would like to keep seeing you. I want to.
I'll do the requesting as long as you want to see me, because I kind of don't want to see anyone else.
Oh my God. That's like modern day, the most romantic thing someone's ever said. The hardest part of dating isn't the first date. Anyone can fake it. It's keeping someone after all the smoke and mirrors and pheromones have all faded away. We talk constantly through Bala Messenger.
So I'm just curious, like, are people, like, nicer to you because you're naturally attractive?
First of all, I appreciate that. I think they do.
Wow. With Mark, I really want to take my time. He's absolutely perfect, except for one thing.
Mark, this is my best friend, Monica.
Hi, Mark.
Monica meets him.
I've actually heard a bit about you, so it's exciting to meet you.
Likewise.
I heard that you are quite the famous writer.
Thanks.
It's clear from the beginning Monica hates Mark. Too bad Mark doesn't know it.
How about you? I mean, what is it you do?
I mean, it's pretty straightforward. I enjoy getting people into their homes. Mm-hmm. I deal with some famous people.
Right.
And it's fun to be a part of their life that is not involved in their industry.
Do you have any tactics with celebrities?
I like to impress people because I'm a little ahead of the curve when it comes to popular stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like this triple berry vodka soda. I remember seeing it and being like, huh, this is naturally refreshing and naturally guilt-free. Because there's no carbs, there's no sugar.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyways, if I can interject.
Yeah, of course.
He really does see it as helping someone find their dream home.
Totally. I get to know them on a bit more of a personal basis rather than how everybody else gets to see them. So I think that's kind of cool.
He's cute, right?
He looks cute. Yeah, he's got a cute face.
And he's so nice. Like, he's so cute that, like, he doesn't have to be nice, but he's still nice.
Yeah.
It's like, best of both worlds.
I'm going to say what I think, and I'm scared. I don't want to upset you.
No, I mean, say what you think. You're my best friend. Say what you think.
Yeah, you're amazing. And please, I don't trust him.
What?
I think there's something going on with him. It's like an act.
That's what everyone is doing. That's dating.
He spent like half that conversation talking about that drink and how it elevated his social status. It's really strange.
Sure, it's weird. But I talked to Mark about it and he explains the whole thing.
So I know it's weird to bring up, but I can't stop thinking about it. I mean, you recited all the ingredients of the drink. It was like super specific and...
I know.
It sounded almost like planned. Like
I know. Sometimes I do it and then I realize I'm doing it and I can't stop because I want to finish it. I remember a bunch of useless information and I think it just came from watching old videotapes of recorded shows. Like before Netflix, you would have to VHS stuff and I just watch things over and over again. I used to memorize old comedy bits and old commercials and I don't know.
So like you have like a photographic memory or something? It's like a just a habit or something?
Yeah, a little bit. Like, did you ever see Ace Ventura, Pet Detective?
Yes.
They ask about one of the characters and they're like, what do you know about Ray Finkel? And he's like, soccer style kicker, graduated from Coyer High, June 1976, Stetson University Honors Class of 1980, holds two NCAA records, one for most points in a season, one for distance, former nickname the Mule, first and only athlete to ever come out of Coyer County, and one hell of a model American.
Oh my God.
That's something I just have in my brain since I was like 8 years old. And I used to impress my friends with it. And now I tend to memorize things and say it in front of women I like. So cool guy, huh?
Mark, I don't even know my 9x tables.
At least your 9x tables would help in life. This helps me with nothing other than making me look like an idiot in front of your friends. So.
Okay. Well, I feel bad for asking and putting you on the spot, and you should not be embarrassed, okay? That's like one of your quirks that makes you you. I accept you fully, and I'm sorry I brought it up.
Thank you, and I will try not to recite this conversation back to you at a later date.
It's been 2 months since I start using Bala, a dating app for the social elite. 2 months since I meet Mark, the mortgage broker with the striking jawline and perfect teeth.
Are you going to get him to totally delete the app?
I feel like it's time.
And you're 100% like, yep, this guy's cool, I can trust this guy.
Yeah, why wouldn't I trust him?
Okay.
Except I don't. Even though Mark does all the right things.
I have a odd joy of Ed Sheeran. And I don't know if you've heard Bad Habits, but that's kind of my jam right now.
That's my jam right now.
Is it really?
I ride my bike around and I play that through my AirPods.
I'm into it.
But it just doesn't feel real. I kind of planned out the evening, thought I might...
Sorry, give me 1 second. It's not a good day at work.
Oh, okay. So
I'm happy to be here. It's all good. It's just this is hold on.
It's like a mortgage emergency at like 8 p.m.
It's a little 24/7 right now.
What's going on?
Oh, sorry. I have to take this. Hey, Aaliyah, how are you?
Okay, no problem. It's hard to watch him pull away from me, to create enough distance to make a breakup possible. I could just tell. Being stuck with me is eating him alive.
Work is you know, calming down. Hopefully it won't be like that often, but crisis averted. We're all good.
Good.
What do you think of your drink?
Oh.
Triple berry vodka soda, baby.
You're really turning me on to these.
I mean, when I get something cool, I like to ride it for a while.
Yeah, you really do. You're going to wear this thing out.
I know. It's like 90 calories. I'll do it. And I'll do it as often as I want.
I'm just glad you came over.
Yeah.
Something feels really wrong. Maybe I should be patient. Wait until he's ready to tell me. But fuck it. I guess I'm never going to be a slow burn. So, you know, I really am enjoying where things are going. But I really am reaching a point where I just want to feel more secure in this, especially since my feelings are growing and growing and growing for you. I want to feel like this is on track for something, and I can't pretend I don't feel that way.
That's good, I think. Like, your feelings are growing. That's awesome.
Yeah, I need to have your phone number.
I get it. I wish I could give you my phone number.
You could give me your phone number.
I could, and then where do we end up?
We end up dating, which is this thing you say you dream of having with me, but you're the only one standing in the way of that at this point.
not dating, though? What is your obsession with the phone number?
It's the tiniest thing.
Exactly.
And it's symbolic.
What if I just didn't have a phone? Could you not date me if I just didn't have a phone? I'm the same person. It's just a phone.
But the thing is, you do have a phone. That's why it's weird. You do have a phone.
Right.
And honestly, I feel like it's like you're hiding something.
I'm not hiding anything. I'm trying to protect this relationship that we are currently in. And I'm trying to avoid what you've done with your past relationships.
Don't put that on me. It's not even the phone number so much as I don't even believe that you're a mortgage broker.
Why would you? What do I need to show you?
So who is the most famous person you've ever given a mortgage to? Name drop. Go for it.
Well, I told you Jason Priestley.
Jason Priestley. Okay. Can you tell me the name of Jason Priestley's spouse?
Okay, this is going in a weird direction. I thought we were kind of like...
And what is the interest rate these days? I'm sure you'd know that.
What? Why are you grilling me?
I'm not grilling you. They're just questions.
If you don't accept that my job has secrets, has people that don't want their information out there, and you can't let that be, enjoy me for me, not for whatever my job is, then whatever. I don't know what to say.
I don't care what your job is. I just want you to tell me the truth. There's like an invisible force field between you and I, and you're making me feel crazy. And I know I'm not crazy.
I don't know what to tell you, okay? Let's just move on.
I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm like this. I'm panicking, and it's my own anxiety, and I'm pushing it onto you. And let's just start again, okay? Can we start over?
Fuck. You're not crazy. I'm really Mark. I'm just not who I said I was. I need you to know that I'm sorry. And that I do care about you.
Who are you? I want to know that.
The calls are being recorded is all you need to know, so just be careful what you're saying.
Mark, you're really freaking me out.
I'm Mark. I just need you to know that I do care about you. I am not a bad person, okay? You don't have to be scared. Just know that these have been recorded.
What do you do for a living? I don't need you to be high status. Just tell me the truth. Look, tell me the truth.
That's the truth that I can give you. Okay?
That's not good enough. You need to tell me the truth.
I need you to know that everything's okay. This is
Mark,
just...
Mark, you're saying you care about me?
Just don't hate
me. You need to show that. Don't do this. Don't do the don't hate
don't
me thing.
Hate me.
Don't.
I need you to know that, okay? Just know, tell me that you understand that I care about you.
Mark, are you okay?
I just need you to know these feelings, everything that I've said about my feelings for you are real.
Then tell me the truth.
The truth is...
Tell me the truth!
They made me do it. They made me do...
What does that mean?
Just...
The app made you sleep with me? What does that mean?
Stop! Stop!
Just... There has to be... Do you want to meet up and talk privately again somewhere else? Like, without any devices around or something? Like...
That's not a good idea.
Think of your favorite one-hit wonder.
Or that overpriced toy your parents would never let you have.
Or that TV show that no one else remembers because it was canceled way too soon. Now what if we could fix it? I'm Francesca Ramsey.
And I'm DeLon Grant. And after 20 years of friendship, we are now hosting a new nostalgia podcast called Let Me Fix It.
Each episode, we'll dig into our favorite celebrities, shows, and brands of yesteryear, and then imagine what it would take to repackage them for relevance today.
Think of our show as an intervention, but with way less stakes.
So subscribe to Let Me Fix It wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
My name is Lizzie Miller. 4 months ago, I downloaded Bala, a dating service for high-profile creatives, only to be catfished by a man named Mark. Maybe his name is Mark. I let my membership expire, and I am bombarded with emails offering to rejoin Bala. They even offer me a special payment plan. Apparently, my dating algorithm was so successful that they didn't want to lose me. Too bad I'm too busy to date.
Hey, Liz. You home? Oh, wow. This is nasty in here.
I am full-time miserable. I know you want to say it.
What?
I told you so.
No, I'm really sad. I didn't want my gut feeling. Of course I didn't want that to be true. I wanted you to have the relationship you deserve.
But is that what I deserve?
Come on. Like, this is not, no.
And no, wait, hold on. Like, for real. Like, you know, you attract people at the same vibration as you.
No.
No, for real.
Come on.
I'm inviting this into my life. I'm the common denominator with all these guys.
No.
I don't know.
Can I talk to you about the app that you're using?
Honestly, I've been obsessing about it so much, I just want to let it go. I don't want to give it any attention.
I'm going to tell you one thing and then you can still like opt out.
I'm not just saying it to be difficult. I don't.
I just want to say it's not just
no,
you.
Monica.
Other people have reported stuff.
Okay.
I went on some dates to check it out because I'd been reading that people were having these weird interactions. Obviously, this happened with you, so it became personal to me.
Okay, what?
For the last 2 weeks, I've been going on 3 dates a night.
Why?
I went to investigate Bala. So, you know, most of these dates are just normal, boring dates. And I met up with this one girl, and she's this personal trainer. Like, for fun, she flips tires. That's how strong she is. And she takes me out on a hike.
Well, what happened?
So I'm getting sweaty, like bad.
Okay.
And she offers me a drink, and this creep says, "Did you know Gatorade has electrolytes?"
I've heard Mark say sentences about electrolytes, like an absurd amount of times. I don't think I've heard that word used so often by another person.
Yes. So I pull out my phone and start recording a voice memo.
You know, Gatorade is the only drink that I trust to help athletes fuel, recover, and perform.
And so I play it cool and I say, "I already know."
Wait, you already know about Gatorade?
I double down and was like, "I was supposed to tell you about Gatorade." And she says,
"Why would they match me up with someone else who's already on the deferred payment program? I told them last time I'm getting all these weird matches, and they're still putting me with these people."
So Mark was advertising to me? He was like product placement in our relationship?
Yeah, to pay for his date.
But we like slept together. Like, oh, he advertised to me while we were in bed. The stupid vodka something drink.
20 adverts. That's what it costs to have a date request.
So like 20 product placements.
Yes.
Is equal to paying for one date.
Yeah.
Why would he do that? Like, we went on a dozen dates.
He was probably trying to pay off his date request with you. I guess, you know, he liked you. He's lying to you, but he's lying to you because he wants to see you.
Like, I feel like that was like my person, or I did.
Do you feel like they can be your person if they're lying to you in that way?
Maybe he regrets it. Maybe he feels like he made a horrible mistake. Maybe he signed up for this thing before he ever even met me. Maybe that changes things. Monica, I really, really want to find him. How many people use Bala?
In the city, I don't know, probably 500.
That's doable.
Hello, I'm Liz Miller, and I'd like to talk to someone about your deferred payment plan.
My portfolio arrives. As a Bala brand ambassador, the goal is to effortlessly spread enthusiasm for the product.
Hi, I'm Lizzie.
Nice to meet you.
What kind of music do you listen to?
I would say like a Demi Lovato, like circa like.
It's incredibly important to hit all talking points verbatim.
Like I have Raycon earbuds and they're like really compact and comfortable.
Nice.
It takes a lot of effort to do that.
Raycon delivers a powerful sound in two compact and ultra comfortable earbuds.
Oh, nice.
I hope this doesn't sound weird, but you look like someone who values internet security.
I do use a VPN.
Well, with NordVPN, you could be from any country in the world watching any shows you want. You know what I hate?
What do you hate?
Juice that's not made from actual fruit. That's why I love Tropicana.
Great.
Do you drive?
I don't drive.
I don't drive. If I did drive, though, I would buy a Toyota. And if you were to get it now, there's like 2.9% APR financing until October.
You sound like an automotive salesperson.
Do I?
2.5.
I remember stuff. I have like a photographic memory.
It's a grueling 2 weeks, date after date, each time hoping to see Mark. I'm on date number 3 tonight.
Ooh, did you meet anyone awesome?
Sadly, no. Just Jay Baruchel again. And then finally, it's the middle of the afternoon, standing in the park with his dorky haircut. There he is. I walk right towards him.
Hey.
Liz.
Hi.
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 Liz, you have to let me explain.
No, I've been looking for you. Triple berry vodka soda.
What?
Triple berry vodka soda. At only 80 calories per can, it's the perfect drink for any occasion. Right?
Like a full-on berry blast.
Yeah.
You're okay with the flavoring, that there's no sweeteners, no sugars, no artificial ingredients. You like that?
Yeah.
I wish I could have told you the ingredients earlier. You deserve to know about the strong berry punch, the cranberry, the raspberry, the hint of blueberry. You deserve to know it all. Our drinks deliver a crisp and clean taste without any sugar, sweetener, or artificial ingredients.
No aspartame.
Sugars.
Don't let your teardrops flow. They're not for me, I know. It's better if I go. You'd break my heart again. You'd break my heart again.
This is Limited Capacity. It was directed, produced, and written by Rob Norman, with Joel Buxton, Veronica Paz, Joanne Digba, Ellie Ward, and Andrea Werhan. This episode you heard voices from Lindsay Mullen, Adam Carley, Katie Shoot, Catherine Fogler, and our daters, Ted Hambley, Alaric Boone McKenzie, Joe Whittle, Cody Crane, Zoe Kinn, Primitivo Saeed, Erin Rogers, John Sowon, Joe Thomas, and Chris Wilson. Mixed and edited by Andrew Norton. Technical production by Nora CB. Music by Jamie Carroll and Breakmaster Cylinder. Production help from Cecil Fernandez and Ellen Payne-Smith. Special thanks to Chris Wilson, Andrew Fong, Jamie Carroll, Natasha Boomer, and Janne Lesonen. Our senior producer is Gina Verma. And the executive producer of CBC Podcasts is Arif Nurani. If you're looking for that crisp, cool website taste, why not leave us a review on your podcast app of choice? It makes a big difference in helping new listeners find the show. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at CBC Podcasts.
I'll find somebody new, someone who loves me too. For if I cling to you, you'd break my heart again. You'd break my heart again.
This is double pane soundproof glass. There's no way that neighbor could have heard Bedactor scream on the way down with this door shut. The scream she heard came from inside this apartment before he threw her over the balcony and the murderer shut the door before he left.
Oh my God.
I don't know how I do it, but I do it.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.